identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
But can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
Seven CFW.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
Hey, Laura McKenna's got Movie Mondays, 11 a.m. to noon at 105.7 CFW. Make sure you also check out the Lunch Hour Text to Win giveaway with Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi Restaurant at 12:40.
It was early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm an early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Yeah, yeah. Now I believe in what you say is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as they shiver out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
Goodbye, stranger.
CFW.
Look into my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. it for you. Look into your eyes.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. If you leave, I won't cry.
Remember Doogie Howser, how Doogie became a doctor as a teenager, and it was like this far-fetched idea that it could possibly happen. Of course, it was just made for television. I mean, it's not reality, right? Well, a 17-year-old in California named Sophia Park became the youngest person to pass the state bar exam. She got her law degree this year at age 17 after enrolling in law school at age 13. I think I was playing video games when I was 13.
all the words. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. And more.
105.7 CFW.
Hey, if you had the opportunity to save someone's life, you would do it, right? Well, that is exactly what organ and tissue donation is all about. Whether you are signed up to be an organ and tissue donor or maybe a living organ donor, a woman in New York named Sandy had an emotional meeting with the little boy that she saved by donating part of her liver. Now, her husband got a new one in 2022 and inspired her to donate part of her own as a way of giving back. Well, that one-year-old boy's name is Sonny, and he is thriving and doing great with his new liver. Amazing story there.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bed, ooh, I wanna be there, yeah, in my city.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
This is how we do it.
From here to there, if you're an OG man. The hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase g, but now I'm a big g. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up.
Well, I humbly admitted a couple weeks ago that I would sometimes get confused Montel Jordan and Montel Williams. One, a music artist. The other one, a talk show host who formerly dated the Vice President of the United States before she was VP, of course. Culture Club is on.
We've made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Discover exceptional value at Muldoon's Menswear Sale. Start your holiday shopping now with an assorted group of sweaters, 25 to 70% off sports coats, and half price off sports shirts of all sizes. From small to 6X tall, long and short sleeves, 70% off. Find everything you need and save now. Visit us now in store or online at Muldoon's.com or Muldoon's Menswear at 1506 South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a strong bounce back for this fall's bear harvest. According to a press release, bear hunters harvested nearly 4,300 bears during the five-week hunting season this fall, a significant increase over the nearly 3,000 that were harvested last year. Officials say that even though fewer bear hunting licenses were awarded this year, the hunter success rate went up by about 6% over the five-year average. The Northwest Wisconsin hunting zones had an especially strong season. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is pushing for stronger efforts to block robocallers. According to a press release, a coalition of 46 attorneys general are asking the Federal Communications Commission to improve their robocall mitigation database. The coalition says the FCC hasn't done enough to prevent bad actors from registering in their database, allowing those bad actors to submit unvetted information and face no consequences for filing false or misleading information. Call is a member of the Anti-Robocall Litigation Task Force. The city of Eau Claire has announced that Wednesday will be the last day of the regular season at the Green Waste Facility on Jeffers Road. According to a social media post, the facility is typically open from mid-April to mid-November and offers residents the chance to dispose of green waste like leaves and grass clippings on a pay-as-you-go or seasonal pass basis. The facility will be open until 6 p.m. on Wednesday. City officials also noted that the Green Waste Facility will reopen in late December for the Merry Mulch Christmas Tree Program. The Altoona Police Department has received some national recognition after being awarded by the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies for ensuring public safety. Law enforcement officials say the recognition is one of the highest honors a law enforcement department can receive, with Altoona joining just three other departments in the state of Wisconsin with the accreditation. They say the multi-year process of receiving the recognition shows their constant commitment to ensuring the safety of everyone in their community. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low in the low 30s. Cold tomorrow with a cloudy sky, breezy, and even some flurries and snow showers. High only mid-30s. Lingering flurries Wednesday night, staying cloudy and blustery Thursday. Highs low 40s. It's 46 right now.
CFW.
Educated in the got nothing against the big town. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
John Mellencamp at 105.7 CFWJ. About time for me to depart the studio. We present to you Throwback Nation Radio with Tony Lorino, playing all your favorites, the throwbacks, the songs you know and love, coming up in moments. Stay tuned for that. $1,000 could be yours if you go to the contest page at throwbacknationradio.com. Enter to win by uploading photos of your holiday baking. Let's see those Christmas cookies, all right? I'll catch you tomorrow on CFW.